Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's fucking Winchy.
That's Winchester.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Roker Report podcast. My name is Anthony Waterson. We are once again in the Hilton Hotel, and I am once again joined by Sam Blakey. All right?
Yeah, another home game, another win, another pint. There we go.
That is exactly. Just before we get the proceedings, we've also got two new members of the pod for this season. That's their first appearance for a long time. Johnny Goldsmith.
Yeah, hello, everyone. First game back since Wembley, actually. Less talked about that, the better. But yeah, here we are.
Here we are, and also our ex-player ratings guy, Jimmy Lawson. How are we doing, Jimmy?
Yeah, good, good. First time in Sutton since January 2020, so good to be back up in the North East.
Yeah, it's good to be back, lads, isn't it? Good to be back. So, yeah, just before we start as well, a big thank you to Sam's mum and dad for getting the beers in. We'll try and digress what went on there. Sutton won 1-0, Carl Winchester scored. Pretty much nothing else happened. I think we took up a lot of pressure. I thought Bolton were excellent, to be honest. I thought we defended well in a way. We gave a lot of possession away. I personally thought we were missing the Gooch today, just to get that kind of break or the breakaway football kind of way. And but Johnny, will start with you. I mean, it's 3 points, isn't it? At the end of the day, you've got to win dirty sometimes.
Yeah, 3 points. Road I look, I think, for most of the game. Bolton are very good. They'll be up there from the end of the season. But we've got the win, as you say. And, you know, the teams that win badly will win and still get the points. And the teams that win trophies, it's like what I'd like to think.
That's it.
So hopefully that'll go to the end of the season. Very nervy. Their defenders were great. I think Dennis Serkin was probably our best player today. Obviously, he came off, it's a real shame, but we'll sort out. I don't know how, to be honest.
Sign of a good side, Jimmy, winning ugly?
Yeah, maybe. I'd prefer to see us play well, but I mean, we had the Burton game where we were excellent and lost, so maybe this cancels that one out a bit. Yeah, hard to say. It's a bit frustrating that we played badly against Fleetwood and then we couldn't pull it up with a good performance here. I would have liked to have seen us play better, but yeah, glad we won, glad we found a way to win. And like Johnny mentioned, individually a lot of our defenders were good. Maybe not Callum Doyle, but there was some good individual performance there today.
Yeah, and another win, Sam, a stadium alight, turned into a fortress now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to be a memorable one, but that could have easily been a game in the last years where we drew 1-1, but we've had far too many of them, so I don't think it's concerning how we played. I think you're not going to hit the ground running twice a week because we've got a game on Tuesday now. It's going to be tiring for the players, obviously. We're sort of here, Gooch was out, so we're going to have rotation. But the most important thing is 3 points, and the fact we've won every goal game speaks for itself, really.
Certainly is. We'll talk about the goal, Jimmy. Nice bit of work by Dennis Serkin on the left. Good ball across. Misses everybody. I thought I missed everybody, and then Carl Winchester comes in like a gazelle and puts it in the back of the net, and that's his third goal of the season from playing right back. I mean,
exactly the same as you. I thought once it went past Pritchard, I thought shit, the chance is gone, and then out from nowhere comes Winchester, and then he nearly skied it. Is that gone into the roof of the net or has it gone in? And luckily it went in, but yeah, I think I saw a replay of it actually at half time. Deceptive strength from Serkin, like not so you associate with him, but the way he holds off the challenge, then get the good ball in. Really good play from him. And another, yeah, like Johnny mentioned earlier, another really strong performance from him. He looks like a very complete fullback at this level, and maybe even someone who should be playing higher.
I mean, our fullbacks, Johnny, were probably our best two players. I mean, yeah, we've had this argument about should Winchester be in the middle. For me, I'd keep him out there. Certain as well, I thought that was his best performance in the red and white top. Like you said, pity he had to go off with what looks like a concussion.
Yeah, so hopefully it's not a long-term thing, because we need him against Cheltenham, as I say, on the right as well. Great from Winchester. You know, if he's doing well at right back, just keep him there, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's not doing anything wrong. If he starts, you know, faltering a bit, then maybe try with midfield, but just keep it as it is. It's working, so keep it. It's working with Cirkin.
It's working with squad, Johnny, lad.
I enjoyed that.
Phil West, that's one for you. Foil for Doyle, working for certain. Sam, big chance today for Pritchard. Thought he was excellent on Tuesday. Bit in and out today, but a bit of quality. There's quality there. Just he needs a bit more consistency.
Yeah, you can see, can't you? I almost feel like he's maybe trying too hard, because he knows he's not the first. He's not maybe in the starting 11. But no, I think it... It speaks for itself that we've got someone like Alex Pritchard, who was worth 11 million quid a few years ago, trying too hard to almost be ahead of Elliot Emble, to be honest. No, I agree with what you were saying. I know you said earlier you think we missed Gooch.
I really did.
I think Gooch is one of those players that he does frustrate you, but when he's not in the team, you realise what he brings. He's an outlet, he's up and down. He was a bit similar to Honeyman in the first season in League One. Wasn't great, but when he got injured, you realised what he brought to the team. So I think we've got a good squad together, and it's not a bad thing at all that we've got players coming in and out all the time.
First clean sheet as well for Hoffman, Jimmy. I thought his first game here, he was all over the place. You know, he was trying too hard, I think. Fleetwood game, much better. The day I thought he was superb, you know, made a couple of good saves and looked to command his box very well.
It's a weird one, because like Johnny mentioned earlier, and I agree with him, it wasn't that pretty a performance, like we talked about a lot, but he didn't actually have that many saves to make.
No,
but he looked very comfortable in what he did, very composed. I think the reason Lee Johnson likes him so much is he's such a good footballer at his feet, and there are a few times where he's able to drop the ball off to Doyle or Sirkin, where Burge or Patterson maybe don't have the ability or the confidence to play that ball. But yeah, you can see why he's our number one, and it's good to see him growing in each game. So yeah, that's a real plus today.
Yeah. On the flip side of the defence, Johnny, today we've all waxed lyrical for Callum Doyle for best part of the season. Today I thought he was very, very clumsy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes with his age as well, though. You know, he's a good, talented lad, but he is young, and I think he can get carried away with that. You know, he might think that he's a bit better than he is. And today, obviously, he was showing that he still has a lot of work to do.
Flanagan had to help him out quite a lot as well, didn't he?
Yes,
see, Flanagan had to be behind a lot of the game today.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that they've got that experience of Flanagan, who's, you know, a very experienced defender. Doyle, who isn't, but I think that'll come to be a good partnership. Yeah.
He'll get better. He'll get better in time. And for me, coming up against another Doyle, who is a good striker, he'll benefit from that.
Yeah.
Benefit from that. So we'll talk a little bit about Bolton's. I don't know if you heard Rich Spate's interview with Bolton lad in midweek, and he said they'll come and bring a little bit of football, play a bit of football. I was really impressed with him, to be honest. Thought they'd made some nice stuff, but at the back, their guy at the back, Sandro, he just kept Ross Stewart quiet all afternoon, didn't he?
Was he the number five?
Yeah, the big lad. Yeah,
he was quality. He had a bit of everything, didn't he? He had a bit of pace. He had the strength. Ross Stewart, who I think is. Obviously, I haven't seen the other strikers, but I'd put up an argument for being the best centre-forward in this league.
Yeah.
Couldn't really get a sniff against them, so that speaks volumes. But no, I thought Bolton did well. On the balance of play, maybe deserved a point, but I'm not going to argue with the fact that we won, because, like I think Johnny said earlier, maybe our best performance of the season was burnt away and we ended up losing. So you're going to get wins like that, and that's what we need, because, like I said earlier, it wouldn't have surprised anyone if we drew that game 1-1, but suddenly we're turning up 1-0 wins, so hopefully that's what you need to get promoted.
Yeah, I mean, I want to talk a lot more about Carl Winchester, if you don't mind. I know we've mentioned him already, but for me, he just keeps on getting better and better and better. He scored again today. His defensive work, I thought, was absolutely superb. He gets forward. I mean, what a player he's turned out to be.
It's interesting that we follow up from Stewart's going from Winchester, because I think Winchester just overtook him in the early player of the year standings, because he was really good again. Really good defensively today. I think most of his good performances recently have been him carrying the ball, him sort of playing 1-2, him getting us out and just being excellent in possession. Today it was more the defensive side of things, which isn't to say there weren't moments in the game where he didn't carry the ball, because he did that as well. But I think it just shows how complete he is as a fullback. And it's mad to think, if we'd have had two fullbacks signed to start the season, he wouldn't be playing there. And it's just, yeah, it's excellent. He's playing really well. He's probably been our best player so far this season. Long may it continue. I thought him, Flanagan and Sirkin probably the pick of our players today.
I would agree. I thought Luke Woodnine was all right in the midfield as well, but I thought Winchester by far our man of the match, closely followed by Sirkin.
Just on the Gooch thing, because I agree. Yeah. And like, I thought like we looked a bit one-paced and a bit more easy to defend against today. Is it a game where we miss Jack Diamond? Like, it's too early to say. Shaku might be excellent. He showed some flashes when he came on. That's just maybe something to watch going forward. Yeah. Do we maybe miss a bit of pace without him coming off the bench?
Well, we'll talk about Jack Lewis if you want, Johnny. I thought he showed flashes of brilliance and also flashes of not so brilliance in one move. He flicked into Dan Neil, a beautiful flick. And then Daniel runs on, gives the back to Diago, he puts it onto his left foot, they just shoot, and then turns onto his right and tries to win a penalty. Yes. It was never a penalty, but surely there you just let your foot go, you know what I mean? Yeah. What did you make of him in his cameo, we'll call it
that? I think it was showing bits of quality. You know, he put a good cross in, which there was no one on the end of it, which is a shame, but then he went there, could have took a shot, and he decided to keep the ball on his feet, and like, you know, that experience there, it'll come, but that was a sign of someone who's a bit of a ball hog, and we need to not have that too often. So the one time he doesn't pass the ball, he should have, and the one time he did pass the ball, he probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So he made the wrong decisions on both occasions, but he's got some quality there, I do think.
Another tough home game coming up, Sam, on Tuesday, Cheltenham. They're mixed form, but they're a very direct side. They've got Torsen, who's got the long throw, so it'll be another big test for our defence, which I would imagine we'll be making at least one change with certain getting a concussion. So it's another test for us at home, but again, a game I think we should win.
Yeah, we're getting right in the season now, aren't we? Playing Tuesday nights at home, it makes you realise we're in League One.
It's starting to get cold, isn't it?
You finish work, you're kind of be arsed, but we're winning, so you go. I just think, obviously, we've got a 100% home record. We all know we're not going to keep that up, but as long as we can keep focusing on the next game and getting through it, and do you know what I mean? Like, we're going to... Lee Johnson's a good manager. We've got a good team there. We're going to have games where we blow teams away.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to have games where maybe it doesn't click. So if we get 3 points like we maybe did today, like, even if we get them on Tuesday, Tuesday night where everyone's a bit knackered, a few changes, we'll take it, because it's a long, old season in this league. Like we all know, we're used to it now, sadly. But hopefully we can just churn out good results and take game by game.
Yeah. And Jimmy, you're known as a man relatively difficult to please. What have you made of us so far? You're quite happy?
Yeah, yeah. We've been really good, I think. You look back to the start of the season, now it seems obvious that Elliot Embleton and Dan Neil are two of the best players in the league. It wasn't in August. And it's, well, to be honest, when we first went down League One, I want us to buy our way out of the division the way Ipswich tried to. But this is so much more pleasing. I mean, this is really a team you can be proud of, the way we play football, the youngsters we've got who've come through our academy, the identity of our side. It's fun. Sporting Sunderland's fun again, and think how long it's been since we can say that. So yeah, loving it. Glad to be back up at the same light for the first time in nearly 2 years.
And nice to meet you, to be told.
Even if today wasn't my best game, I think sort of the bigger picture, things are looking good for Sunderland again. So credits to Krill, credits to Speakman, credit to Lee Johnson.
Johnny, I'll let you have the final word. For me, the fans today, the last 10 minutes, got the team over the line, didn't they?
Yes, as always, when the crowds really get into it, then the team really benefits. And I think we've been, today wasn't our best performance. This season we've been pretty good. I do think I'm still waiting for the collapse, because that's what I'm used to, but hopefully that doesn't come. At the moment, I'm quite happy with how things are going. Johnson's got it right. As things stand, as I say, I'm going to keep saying that because, we know what Sunderland are like. But at the moment, I'm quite happy. Wouldn't be so ironic if the team that Sunderland fans probably least expect to get promoted is the team that does.
More than I. Exactly. So, it'd just be Sunderland this
year. Yes.
I mean, we'll leave it on that lovely point, Johnny, I reckon. thanks very much, guys, for joining us. Obviously, we'll be back tomorrow. I've got son and ladies who are at home, so if you're not doing anything, come and watch the lasses. They'll be so great for you to support. We've got Twitter Spaces on Monday. We're here every day of the week, I think, basically. thanks, everyone. And we're all off to get I Watch Declan John Play Football t-shirt. So, yeah, we'll see you all soon. Thank you very much. Good night.
Where am I going? I don't know. Where am I heading? I ain't certain. All that always I am on my way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.